Chapter 14. What's my purpose in life? Is your life's purpose expressed in your occupation? While your work at the moment may not make you feel that you are serving your purpose to the fullest, you may still be acquiring skills and character traits that are necessary for more rewarding work later. Your purpose and your occupation are not always directly related. Your occupation may be more related to having an income to meet your basic needs, rather than a way of expressing your purpose in life. Even if that is the case, are you offering your personal best with whatever work you are doing at the moment? I really admire people who have a job that doesn't look like fun, but they are still performing their best and doing it with a great attitude. I have heard other people say, "Do what you love and the money will follow." But all people can't do what they love. If that were the case, there would never be anyone willing to stock the grocery shelves, clean toilets, or dig ditches. By doing jobs that no one else wants to do, those people are giving necessary services to the rest of us. I remember when I graduated from college with a bachelor's degree in business, I thought to myself, "What am I going to do with my life now?" I didn't have a clue. Many people seek occupations based on how much money they can earn, not on how those occupations allow them to express their unique talents for serving others and the greater good. I have never felt that I was expressing my true purpose or calling in life with any of the occupations I've had. When I had my revelations occur at the age of 48, I was given a clear purpose and calling in life. But so far, my purpose and calling are not part of an occupation providing a financial income. In the past, I have asked myself, what occupations make people happy? I saw people with occupations as artists or musicians who seemed happy, but I didn't have those talents. My instinctual drives had always steered me to think about occupations in which I could make more money, instead of those in which I could express my unique talents and abilities for the greater good. Instinctual drives for financial security powerfully influence our occupational choices. Do you not know your purpose yet? It may be outside of an occupation. You may not feel a deeper sense of purpose in your occupation or job. But in the meantime, just keep giving the best you can in the occupation you have. Look around for who is truly happy. How and what are they doing for work? In many cases, they don't have prestigious or glamorous jobs, but they benefit others by giving in some way, directly or indirectly. Do you want to be loved or envied? One time, a stranger left a note for me that said, "Those who will be truly happy will be those who have sought and found how they are best at serving others." All the jobs I didn't like in the past were preparing me for something more rewarding later. Looking back, I can see that jobs I didn't like taught me skills that I could use later and jobs that I enjoyed more. Your purpose or calling may involve doing unpaid volunteer work of some kind. Our purpose here, whether inside or outside an occupation, is to serve the greater good. It is this purpose, and not wealth, that you truly desire and that you are truly seeking. How can you best connect with others to serve them? If you can make an income by doing work that allows you to express a greater purpose, you are very fortunate. What do you desire to do, regardless of whether it provides income or not, that will benefit and positively affect others? Persistence is required to complete your goals. Was the information I learned in college useful and valuable? Some of it was. But more valuable was learning to complete goals, to finish projects, to research and write papers, to study for and pass tests. Learning those methods was more important than learning content. Many of us can start projects, but finishing them is another story, not giving up when things get hard or challenging. At some point, almost any project will get challenging, especially near the very end. Crossing the finish line takes persistence despite setbacks. Try to solve every problem as it occurs, staying focused until your goal is achieved. The quality of persistence is found in all individuals who are successful, irrespective of their work. Finding others with skills we lack may be needed for us to complete a goal. When others' help is needed, persistence may be required to find that help. Persistence supersedes education and having connections. Having a mentor who coaches me and encourages me along the way to complete my goals has also helped me to get to the finish line.